Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
Department of Transportation members came to the Borough Assembly Chambers on Monday night to talk to the community about the current status of brine usage on the Kenai Peninsula. And here's some concerns that individuals may have. According to Legislative Liaison Annie Mills, the DOT has six goals that it's working to achieve this year. The first and foremost was to reduce the use of brine on the Kenai Peninsula.
That was provided back after our October 11 meeting, detailed a goal of trying to reduce brine this last winter by 40%. And when I checked in midwinter, our M&O operators had achieved slightly over 80% reduction. So it's a substantially lower reduction than even the target that the commissioner had detailed. And that was largely because our M&O folks were very aware of the community's concern with the application of brine.
According to Sean Holland, the regional director for the Central Region, the Maintenance and Operations Department reviewed a flowchart to determine the amount of brine used.
And I think the final numbers, you probably heard a few numbers on the reduction, but based on weight of product averaged over the three previous years, there was a 69% reduction in brine.
Some of the other items that the DOT hoped to accomplish this year was a Funny River Road pilot program, the commitment to increase the sand usage, continue to train staff, update the maintenance and operation handbook, as well as a literature review. For more on this story, visit our website at radiokenai.com. The City of Soldotna considers expansion fees on water and sewer utilities. For more, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Certain residents of Soldotna may face new expansion fees for water and sewer services in the future. The city received a comprehensive analysis of potential utility expansion fees from HDR Engineering Associate Vice President Sean Korn. Korn explained how expansion fees are single charges to customers who represent either a new or a different demand on the water or sewer systems. According to Korn, the study focused on the maximum allowable expansion fees based on a few key factors.
It's a very simple formula. Ultimately, the buying component is the existing assets divided by both existing and future ERUs. ERUs is an equivalent residential unit. The future component would be divided through by the future ERUs or future connections. That calculates the maximum allowable fee that you could support through a study.
The current expansion fees for the typical residential 3/4-inch water and sewer lines are $250 and $500 respectively. However, according to the HDR engineering study, those expansion fees could go as high as $1,455 for water and $2,210 for sewer. The original expansion fees were adopted by the Soldotna City Council in 1986, and according to current city manager Jeanette Bauer, those fees were intended for new service users.
They were adopted to speak to the existing users of the system, which had already paid in for expansion fees. And at that time, the council chose to have fees for anyone new coming on the system.
New projects in Soldotna, like the Riverfront Redevelopment Project, represent substantial additions to the city's utility systems and have prompted the council to seek the continuation of the conversation on raising expansion fees. Find out more by visiting this story at radiokenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
The Justice Department announced its findings that Alaska violated Title II of the Americans with Disabilities Act by failing to provide an accessible ballot for in-person voting, selecting inaccessible polling places for federal, state, and local elections, and maintaining inaccessible elections website. Coming up, we'll take a look at our top news headlines from Wednesday.